We're going to lead off this podcast tonight by offering our thoughts and prayers and our support for AEW star Jon Moxley, his wife Renee, and their daughter. It was announced last night that Jon Moxley has entered into an alcohol rehab to help with his issue. That takes an amazing amount of courage to be able to do that, to recognize that you're suffering and you have a problem, and to seek out ways to help. And if you're struggling, reach out. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to someone. I mean, y'all, it's... I've started therapy this past year for some issues in my past, and it's been one of the greatest things. And it's been a massive weight, and I've been able to grow as a better man, better person. So, Moxley, we all applaud you at this podcast for seeking that help to get better for your future. Continue your hard work, and we love you, Mox.
Bro.
Welcome back to another episode on our Hot Take series. This is episode number 4, and I hope you stay tuned and are thoroughly enjoyed. Shouldn't be a long episode, but still very impactful. Alright, our first hot take of the night comes from Yon Man, who said, James Storm made the correct move by not going to WWE. He did make his little appearance in NXT, but he made the right move by not signing with WWE. He would have been great with Bobby Roode over here as a tag team, but as Vince has shown time and time again, he does not like tag teams he didn't create. So James Storm made the right move.
About your damn luck.
All right, so I've got a couple hot takes, and we'll start with this one. Quit using legends in spots where a new up-and-coming star could be. I mean, we've got, like, Taker did it for many years. Goldberg's doing it now. All those spots could have been filled by an up-and-comer. AEW's handling it right with Sting and Darby Allin. Yes, Sting does fight a couple times, but Darby Allin is taking that spot slowly but surely. But quit using legends in spots that young up-and-coming stars could be in that spotlight for. The best Survivor Series in recent memory was 2019. Yes, I'm talking about the one where NXT invaded and then took the whole night. Yes, it all happened, you know, flash of the pan moment where the plane gets, quote unquote, stuck in Saudi Arabia, derailed. We all kind of figured out why. But NXT invading Raw and SmackDown was a massive moment. And yet, we did not choose to capitalize on it last year when we could have easily had them redo that whole thing. Though NXT in there, nobody would have thought anything different. But 2019 Survivor Series, one of the best in recent memory, all because of NXT. All right, another hot take I have is Bret Hart needs to go ahead and grow up and quit being so petty about his past with the wrestling industry. Yes, Goldberg gave you a concussion that potentially ended your career. No, did anyone purposely try to derail your stardom? Just because you don't agree with a lot of the moves that go on now doesn't mean that they're not great. Because someone doesn't have their 5 moves of doom and can telegraph every match like yours doesn't mean it's not a great match. So shut up, Bret Hart.
I said I demand a thank you.
Hey, hey, hey!
Whoa.
What the hell? Good God Almighty, the roof just came off. Jon Moxley!
I don't think he's here to say thanks.
Jon Moxley has deployed on this squared circle at the MGM Grand Garden Arena
with a twinkle in his eye, and Jericho is pissed.
AEW being able to do a tournament and everything honoring Owen Hart was the best thing that could ever happen from that. We all know that the Hart family was never going to allow Vince to do anything with Owen after his passing. I mean, he wasn't going to let him induct him in the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. So being able to have this platform of AEW now is the best thing that could have happened. We need more managers in WWE. Some people, some stars in the past should never have been allowed to speak. Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar. We could go with, like, let's say Lars Sullivan, not a big star, should never be able to talk. I mean, Keith Lee can talk, but let's get him a mouthpiece, see what he can do with that. All this stuff, we need more managers. We have, what, currently Paul Heyman, and that's really it. So, I mean, we need more mouthpieces like that. I grew up with Paul Bearer, Paul Heyman, we had Brother Love. We had all these managers that were phenomenal. And now we have none of that in WWE. AEW's got some, and they're using legends in those roles. So we need more managers. All right, this is the last hot take for the podcast, and this will surprise the guys that I record with. The Undertaker persona would have been gone a whole lot quicker had it not been for Kane. Kane was able to keep Taker rejuvenated every time and keep that storyline going for years and years and years. And then we had the Brothers of Destruction. So without Kane, Taker would have been quote-unquote retired at least a decade or so sooner. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.